it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I want them to send a message.
Everything.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. How's everybody doing out there?
Good.
Good. Good to hear. How you feeling? Would you say you're 100%?
No, Steiny, honestly, 70, 77.
That's what I would say about, yeah, that's not right. I was going to say about 75.
I'll get somebody else to ask these questions.
Oh, you guys are the best. Like, I truly miss you, man, both of you.
All right, one of my favorite subjects, talking injuries. 49ers suffering a few again.
This sucker.
We got to get Freeze back.
So here's the way I look at certain injuries. I believe that Steph Curry got hurt mainly because he was playing too many minutes in a short period of time. If you remember when Curry got hurt, they had game, day off, 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 game. And that was the game he got hurt. So he was in the middle of about, and by the way, the Warriors, they had like 21 games in 11 days.
Right.
At that
they could have controlled that, though, as I butt in.
Okay, well,
had
then,
you took care of Houston, that hammy would have been rested.
My point is, let's not scratch our heads as to why Curry got hurt. That's probably why he got hurt.
But, Steiny, if you look at his career outside, after the ankle injury, it would go against that.
No, it wouldn't.
He was always, he's that, being like, that never happened.
He's being right, but he's been load managed over the last few years. And that's a stretch where he had to play 7 games in 13 days. And I think there's some kind of connection there. I just do. And maybe if it were the regular season, they could have, he might have sat out. He might have been able to sit a game and they'd manage him like that, but they couldn't afford to do in the playoffs. Like Trent Williams. He's
this
old,
one, man.
Like he's going to get hurt, don't you think?
Well, he's going.
So, like, when people say, what's up? Why are the 49ers this? Well, one reason's because they employ a 37-year-old left tackle.
And he got hurt last year, but also, and it's real because we love family, some things were going on off the field.
But he missed games because of injury.
And that's what, so I think now, Steiny, because I'm petrified for Niner fans and this team in the sense that you allow him to police himself to get ready for the season, but I keep bringing up Cosell with Willard and Dibbs yesterday. Well, it seems like he wasn't doing enough if now you're allowing him to use the first 4 or 3 games, maybe 2, hopefully, if he's doing this to get in shape and then risk the possibility of getting hurt while he's doing that. Because he came off the field week one, that's, I don't like to hear that.
Well, what do you expect? He's 37. Like, this is
but
the part.
But you got to put something in to getting ready for, I get the hard practices, and I'm hearing reports that when they had the joint practice with Denver, he was mucking it up with some of the old linemen from Denver, but he wasn't out there. I think
he's 37. Like, that's the bottom line.
So you say he's getting hurt regardless of what he's doing
or not
doing.
How many Veterans Day offs do they give him? They give him, like, one a week.
Right.
Like,
again. But I'm asking, do you think that might, is that the best route?
Like, he's 37. I don't know what the best route is.
No, you're telling me whatever route it is not going to erase 37. That's what it sounds like you're saying.
If anybody think, like, if you're counting on him to play 17 games, you're an idiot. You're just stupid. And I'm sorry. You are. I don't think Kyle Shanahan or John Lynch expects him to play 17 games. How can you? Like, you must go into the season with your eyes open. Here's another one.
Well, could you add
really bad luck? Really bad luck with Pearsall. No, it's not. He's got an injury history from college. Herm Edwards said he's been hurt, and you got to really
I'm
monitor.
Give you those.
So he's a guy.
Give me Brock Purdy.
He's small. People talk about his size.
But we talked about his durability thus far in his career.
I'm just saying, and I'm not saying he's injury prone, but a smaller quarterback may tend to get hurt more than a bigger quarterback.
I'm not arguing
Christian
that.
McCaffrey, are you kidding? We're going to be, our mouths are going to be agape that he got hurt after two straight years of 300 plus touches? Of course that's a possibility. Like, so when I look at all of the 49ers injuries, I'm not saying they're not snake bitten, but I'm like, kind of get Kittle. We've been talking about Kittle getting up there. And he is.
But
what?
Come on, give me this. And I love this version of you. Like, bring
it. It's just infuriating.
No, but if I had a dollar, and this is all, like, there's no blame on what I'm about to say on anyone. You can't look me in the face and say, every reporter from The Athletic, any outlet that could write, or was it Niner Practice, talked about how the Thor that was, and as a superhero with the hammer, how great Kittle looked.
That doesn't mean anything.
Well, now it doesn't, but it did to me when we were reading these reports and we watched him on the first drive.
If a guy's in good shape coming into the season, then he can't get hurt?
No, I'm not. Obviously, like that's I'm not saying
football.
That. But that's a head scratcher.
What is?
He looked great this whole offseason. You got him. Come on, Steiny. Everybody that watched him, that reported, that was on the station.
Shorts.
Nah, but you know what I mean.
Oh,
he was
please.
Ready to go. Is that our Wilkes? Who is that? I'm ready. Debo.
Well, you know what,
I'm
Goo?
Ready.
You know what, Goo?
That's
no,
all,
he wasn't,
that's
apparently.
Why this is disheartening. I get that what you just said, okay. But that's what, are you like, of all the guys, I'm like, that's the one, huh? He was playing great. It was
a
drive. But
he played great for a quarter.
And he's a boss when he's out there. But there's no blame. I think you think I'm trying to play the blame game. I'm trying to play the stunned game. And I'm stunned.
Well, then, you know what? You're naive.
And now
I'm sorry. And I know you're going to get mad at me.
I'm not. Why would I get mad at you?
Because you do when we get into
these
things.
Because that was a valid point I brought up.
Okay, so George.
He looked great all offseason.
Is that an insurance that you won't get hurt?
No, but it's an indication that you think
all
cylinders are ready to go.
They were.
And he's about to have a monster year.
No, that, like.
You got to meet me. You got to guess.
Absolutely.
No. I'll do it for myself.
The odds of a guy getting hurt are. They're high in football.
Now, that I'm totally in agreement, but it's
Chris.
Just like, damn.
Chris is in San Carlos. What's up, Chris? How you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey,
thanks for taking the call. Injuries. I love you guys. Everybody's getting fired up over injuries. It's such a great topic to get fired up over. I think there's three things that they can do. Number one, with all the specialty coaching and staff positions, can we not hire somebody to look at the list and say, which teams trend to be the least injured, and how can we tweak and adjust what we do and see if it works? Number two, can Kyle Shanahan just address it at the podium and humble himself a little bit and say, you know what, this is crazy. Injuries happen, but we got to tweak and adjust something. Whether he means it or not, I think it would go a long way for him to just say something like that and humble himself a little bit. And thirdly, to Steiny's point of draft tougher players, I think that's totally right. Maybe if you know you have old players, smaller players, guys who have been hurt, maybe avoid taking kickers and punters in the third and fourth round that you're going to cut anyways and try to build some depth. I mean, other than that, injuries happen. But I think they can do those three things.
Well, yeah, appreciate it, Chris.
Speaking of which, Daddy, I was out. You guys, victory lap for you. I believe Evan, too. Jake Moody got cut. But as far as that's not going to help your team right now, if he says, boy, we're really getting the buzzard luck version of injuries. And I just, Steiny, I know you think I'm just using this word. I'm not, man. It is lightweight fascinating that the players that got hurt are your starting tight end, who's incredible when he's out there, and the guy you just paid in Brock Purdy that won you that game, and nobody saw anything that would lead them to believe he wasn't going to be healthy. That's all. The timing, who it's happened to and how it happened, it's just And you got a game. So, it's week one, but it's lightweight, demoralizing. Tell, that's all.
Tell me the difference between when Gordon Hayward goes to the Celtics and he has a great summer and he's ready and he's a Boston Celtic and he has had a great training camp.
Okay.
And he gets hurt game one and is out for the entire year. He looked great in training camp. He was ready to go. That does not mean anything once the hitting and the tackling happens. So I think you're right. I think Kittle being in the best shape of his life sets up paves the way for him to have a great year.
Yeah.
But no guarantee.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know that. But
you know what? I'm actually interested in like how do 49er fans feel about these injuries and how do they weigh them into the entire context of Shanahan, the it's team, incredible. And their success or non-success.
How do you do it?
It
sounds like you're not calling any dogs off. Like, Guru, you better come at player A through Z about how they're playing. I don't want to hear. It sounds like you're saying this. I don't want to hear about who's hurt. Just go out there and do it.
No, I don't want to hear about Kyle. Like, have the injuries gotten to a point where, like, you look at Kyle Shanahan and say, he's got to go. We can't keep anybody healthy.
No.
Okay. Well, then, to me, that means you're willing to say some of these injuries are worth the success we're having long term, whatever else he's doing. So maybe you got to live with it.
Hmm.
Maybe you got to live with it. But the injuries to me that they've suffered in the recent past, while, you know, you can call Ayuk's a fluke. Ayuk, fluke injury.
What about McCaffrey?
Was it? No. McCaffrey is a wear and tear injury. A guy who led the league in touches two consecutive years. That's what I think. What do you think? I don't think Kyle Shanahan, other than using McCaffrey the way he used him, I don't think Shanahan, like, in his off-season regimen is what got him hurt.
I'm not saying that. I'm coming from the premise of the timing of it. And McCaffrey, after signing that deal and listening to his words, felt like, and I believe him, he was ready to go last year.
Maybe he
wasn't.
And
that one particular injury, I believe, just changed the outlook for the season, and we watched it happen, and then it just spread like an infection to other parts of the team, and then you live that 6-11. So you come back, and as worried as I was, and I'll say the station are just all football fans thinking McCaffrey tweaked something last Thursday, goes out and makes us look all stupid. I don't feel stupid because he was incredible with his workload. But then that game that he looks incredible, you come out of it without your starting quarterback and your tight end for, get this, Donnie, I think you'll sign off on this. Nobody knows when. Kittle 4 weeks right now, and 2-5 is a prognosis for Purdy.
Okay, so what are you saying?
That's just a bad hand you've been dealt with after week one.
Okay.
That's all.
Well, then you know what?
I didn't say they can't win.
Fine, they've been dealt a bad hand. What does it mean?
We're going to find out.
We're going to find out. It means you got your excuse, clearly.
No,
good.
I don't.
Here's the one thing. Like,
I hate
Evan,
that you come to that.
Evan, you know what's always bothered me about your favorite team, the Chargers? It's bothered the hell out of me.
I've never
and
heard
I
this.
Hate when people use this because I think it's lazy. It's as lazy as it gets. It's as dumb as it gets. It's as shallow as it gets. Oh, Chargers lost a tough one. And they go, Chargers got a Charger. Oh, the Chargers are going to Charger. You know what?
You know what that means.
The 49ers are going to get hurt. So shut up and deal with it. It's who they are. Like, I'm done with it. The Chargers are going to Charger.
Under
and the 49ers
regime, and they got rid of that coach. Staley is no longer
49ers
that.
Get hurt. They
no,
get hurt.
All right.
So
and they
shut up
it to it.
And let's
over,
move on.
And they overcome them. They have
shut,
in the past.
Shut up about injuries because
boy.
We got to expect
Chargers
them now.
Chargers going to charge.
Chargers going to charge.
Under Staley.
49ers going to get hurt. It's that simple.
It goes back a lot further than Brandon Staley. But
well, it goes 8 years for Shanahan. That's pretty long.
Yeah, tried like the entire existence of a franchise.
No, not Coryell. No.
Hey, let me throw this to you two.
No, Fouts. Dan Fouts.
Yeah, he was really good in the Ice Bowl.
Dude, hey. I hated that. I watched that game with Norm. We were rooting for the Chargers. Something for you and Evan? What's the stake for Mac Jones?
He's a backup, and he's hoping to do well. And he's got to try to win that game. What do you mean, what's at stake?
The bigger picture. If he had the quarterback 4 games and was superlative, if he was just excellent.
Well, then he'll be like Sam Darnold, where he'll play a year in the Niners, and then maybe he'll get a nice contract. That's usually the goal of backups.
But Sam never balled out to get that. That was just, I get it. Right. And maybe he's this year Sam Darnold if somehow Purdy's out for more than what we think.
Let's go to Flea in Oakland.
Our man.
Hey, Flea.
Hey, Stani.
Yeah.
Stani and Goo. Stani, I'm happy you're back. I think you was gone for a little time. I love hearing you and Goo. Go at it, man. Y'all livening it up. Y'all the best. Y'all probably one of the best tandems I listen to.
Hey, right,
I appreciate
on.
It,
hey, and I was the one out. Yeah, Stani was here. I was sick, Flea, but go ahead.
Oh, you was gone, Goo? Oh, yeah, okay. But listen, I want to ask you guys this. Matt Jones was... He was almost rookie of the year his first season.
Oh, man.
And I believe he went to the Pro Bowl. And I believe he had a better offensive coordinator before he fell off.
Mm. Fact.
That's one. Number two, and when he got that guard, I forgot, it was Matt Patricia. He was a garbage offensive coordinator.
Yeah,
I believe that was him.
He was a terrible head coach.
All I'm saying to you guys, I know everybody jumping the gun, but with Shanahan, if he whispers something in his ear and get him on track, and we go 4-1 to 5-0, I wonder what you guys are going to say about Purdy. Because I know Matt Jones is bigger than Purdy, and I don't want to go against my boy Purdy. I don't want to sound like that. Any of the fans listening, I don't want to go against Purdy. But Matt Jones is a little bit bigger and sturdier than Purdy. We didn't pay him, and if he go 4-1, Goo, I can hear you right now.
No, but listen, Flea, I love you. Don't hang up. I just told Stani this an hour ago. The fact they just gave Purdy the bag, that means so much. And there's just nothing I don't believe Mac Jones could do to put that in jeopardy. Right, Stani? There's just you just paid your guy.
Hey, don't you think that would be the coldest thing this year if Mac Jones come in, because the Niners was thinking about getting, he come in and start 5-0, the fans want to keep him, and they don't put Purdy back. They do the same thing like they did Brady and what's his name?
Castle?
Yeah, Bledsoe. Yeah.
All right, you appreciate it, Flea.
Thanks for
coming. I get Flea. He's being honest. But, Stani, it's not that. You just paid. That contract ain't even start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not there.
No, we're not.
Why can't...
What if he goes 5-0?
But, see, to Evan, what if I... Evan, I love you, man. What if I said, I'm turning into Stani? They win 5-0, not him. They win 5-0.
I mean, he's 5-0 as a starter.
Stani.
By the way, I still think they would turn the keys back to Brock
gosh.
Purdy.
Oh, my gosh. You want no part of it. You're uncomfortable.
Talking sports?
No.
I'm uncomfortable.
About him going 5-0.
I'm done discussing
There's nothing
sports.
To me
but
that
why
would...
But again, here we go.
Just fade
Let's
them.
See what happens against the Saints. I'm not thinking about 5-0. First of all, I don't even think he's going to play 5 games.
Well, hopefully
here's here's what I don't understand. Like, it's not like... Okay. Kyle Shanahan. Let's talk about the injuries. Right? The injuries. Because...
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The injuries.
Gosh.
Do you believe that certain coaches have strengths and weaknesses?
All day and every
day.
Okay. Yeah.
So when you think about the injuries, why wouldn't you just say, Okay, wait, like you're talking about a coach. What does Kyle do well? He schemes it up. He's really good. Now, special teams are a problem. Why wouldn't we just acknowledge? But you know who he's kind of like? You know who Kyle Shanahan's kind of like? He's kind of like Tom Thibodeau. He plays his big boys a lot. And guess what? Maybe this is some of the residual that we get from it. So it's built in to the equation that Shanahan leans on his big boys, just like he did McCaffrey. And when you do that, you run a higher risk for getting guys hurt. And if you believe that a guy like Thibodeau runs guys into the ground, then that's why you'll eventually get rid of Thibodeau. And if you feel that way about Kyle, and it gets to the point where it's unsustainable, then get rid of him.
But now you're saying that's the answer to why they're getting hurt is he's running them in the ground.
Okay, well then, fine. Dismiss it. Did you also dismiss Barrow saying they practice harder and faster?
That's alarming.
Okay.
When I hear that, I think of Kittle.
I mean, you're not going to find one thing. They're old. Kyle leans on him too hard. Maybe they practice too hard. Maybe they do draft a certain kind of player that doesn't play hurt as well as other guys, contemporaries who might.
But I remember the first Super Bowl run, there was no McCaffrey. Just when I say no McCaffrey, there was no stud in the backfield. He did it by committee. Those guys
No, he didn't.
Stine, he had Mostert, Breida.
Right, but each year he had a featured back because he had five different 1,000-yard rushers.
And he needed all of them because they kept getting hurt. Like Elijah Mitchell, Stine, what he's done.
Wasn't it a concussion?
Well, and lower extremity injuries, too, that kept him out. He just couldn't stay healthy after he looked like, oh, I got this. So we could go on and on with the guys that Kyle's gone through. Do we say it's all Kyle's fault? Like, I think that's unfair.
You always get bogged down in, like, is it somebody's 100% fault? No, I never believe that. I always think it's probably a lot of things and some we don't take into account. If you want to disagree and say that you don't like the comparison of Shanahan with Thibodeau, a guy that plays his starters and kind of runs him into the ground, that's the reputation he has.
I think Derrick Rose's career.
Then fine. Like, you can say that's not it, Steiny. I can live with that. I'm just trying to posit reasons why this is happening. And I mean, McCaffrey carried 31 times.
He did.
On Sunday.
He did.
He's a 30-year-old running back.
Can
we at least acknowledge, like, the more you carry the ball as a running back, the more likely might be to get hurt?
And does that constitute enough to question the wisdom of a coach that puts that much on somebody's plate at that age if something were to go wrong?
And that's what I'm saying. If you don't like it, tell me you want to fire him.
Well, I don't.
Because it's who he is. It's his MO. Like, he is going to run Christian McCaffrey if he's healthy. Tom Thibodeau is going to play Brunson 45 minutes. It's like, that's who he is as a coach. And you know what? It's why I think a lot of the veterans who are stars love him. Like, they love him because he goes to post for him every single time.
Yeah, Chicago Jason on the YouTube chat. Guru CMC will not survive the season, averaging 31 touches a game. I see where you're at, and I ask you, Stoddy, do you think that's something we'll see more of, especially this Sunday?
I would just agree that if he carries 30 times a game, he's going to get hurt probably. Now, might he not? Yeah, he might set the all-time record for touches and not get hurt at 30 years old. I just look at it more practically, and I mean, it's the weird thing to me is always we're in the off season and we're talking about McCaffrey, and he got hurt last year, and we're saying, man, he's getting up there for a running back. He's getting up there. Running backs that's up there for a running back. And then we're worried about his health, but we acknowledge that when a running back gets up there, you're getting into dicey times. 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.